This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek, coming to you from the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm right next to him. I'm Jamie Jennings, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 27th, episode 901, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Set in the heart of the Bluegrass State lies the United States' premier equestrian facility. The Kentucky Horse Park needs no introduction. And horses and riders who come here are truly the world's best athletes. Coming to Rolex is a dream for many. Many will hope to get here, and few will make it. But for those who do, they have one common goal in mind. Conquer the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this very rare Sunday edition of Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here. If you are listening to this on Monday, it is because we are replaying this episode on Monday also, because we'll all be traveling. Jamie will be in the air right now on a Monday, and we'll be in the car. So that's why we're replaying this episode on Monday as well. I wanted to apologize for the sound on Friday's show. Apparently, we had a little issue with cutting in and out, and I think we have figured out why that was. So hopefully we won't have that same problem today, you know.
That's why they call you the geek. You figure that stuff out. I just go, oh, it sucks. Actually, if there's fading out in and out today, it is caused by drinking last night.
Yes, or something. Yeah, so you did go to Jalapenos last night, so.
I did, and I might have gone with a listener, Celeste, and her boyfriend, and we might have ordered a pitcher of margaritas. And a pitcher with three people.
We were at,
I cut back on my drinking. I was like, "Noopy."
We were at Raining, so it was more Bud Light than margaritas.
Oh yeah.
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 It was a little different alcohol over there.
Favorite.
Yeah,
that's
just my favorite. Yeah. We wanted to catch everybody up before we get the show started here today with exactly what has gone on and what is going to go on today, the final day of the Rolex 3-day event.
Let me interject and apologize to everybody who's not here, because I understand, because I wasn't here last year, that hearing all of this just makes you sick in the pit of your stomach that you're not here. I get it. And again, I've seen all your Facebook posts. I'm like, I'm so jealous. I can't believe I'm there. I'm still going next year. Well, I hope we see you next year, because this is just a spectacle. One thing you just can't miss. Put it on your bucket list and try to make it happen, because even if you're not an eventer, I mean, I've never seen that many people on the cross-country course in my life.
Well, they did announce the numbers last night at the press conference, and it was 36,000 people here.
Wow, it seemed like 150,000.
It did. It was
getting close to a jump at that point. You had to wait. Just wait a couple riders.
I have – the Head of the Lake is the big water complex here. They have three of them, but that's the largest one. And I have even during WAG, I don't remember there being that many people around the Head of the Lake.
Awesome. There were 36,000 people and 15,000 dogs.
There were a lot of dogs.
It's always a dog show. Well, so what you've missed, we'll catch you up, is Thursday and Friday they did dressage, or as I'm now officially going to call it for the rest of my life, dressage.
I know.
Because it's just so much cooler.
Well, you know, and apparently we've been saying it wrong all this time, because all the dressage riders now call it dressage.
Yeah, no, so, dressage.
When
riders,
did that change, by the
dressage,
way?
Dressage, but then the Brits come over and they call it dressage, and we all want to be like the British anyway. So I'm going to call it dressage now from now on. There you go. Boom. Laid the gauntlet down. So in dressage, we had Thursday and Friday, and then yesterday was cross-country day. This morning, there is a final horse inspection that's
going on right now, actually.
Right now, actually, yeah. And they will decide who is fit to continue. Those that are sound and healthy will go on and do the show jumping today. And, you know, it's definitely a challenge in endurance and agility, because they went 11-minute cross-country course yesterday with, like, I don't know, 40-something obstacles. You it's not for the weak. It is not for the weak-minded or weak-hearted. And I can't tell you how many times I saw a horse gallop by yesterday that either I welled up with tears or I got goosebumps. Because it's just to see horses at this level, you know, they don't know what's coming. And the rider does. And the rider says go, and they go, okay. Like, just an unbelievably athletic feat that you can't even imagine. Even as an eventer myself, I can't imagine what it's like to get a Rolex. It's hard enough going around the dang novice.
It was cute watching you go around yesterday because you're so giddy the whole day. It was so cute watching you do.
This is my Super Bowl
for I don't know. It's either this or the World Series with the Braves in it.
I'll tell you about that back in 1995. Okay, okay.
All right, but we have, I'm not sure what we're going to have today, to be honest with you, as far as what's coming up on today's show. Because the jog is going on, started at 9 o'clock, the exact same time we did, it's going to be tough for us to get any riders over here because they're all with their horses
riders
at the final
that
vet
section. Riders
that
are currently competing, though, we will have a rider on the show today.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We're going to see who shows up. Whoever happens to walk by that we can grab is what we're going to do, but I do have, let's go over the leaderboard real quickly, and then I have the audio from the press conference last night that I can share with everybody. And so we have, let's go over the top three here.
Well, sitting in third place is Mr. Medicott, Philip Dutton. Now, Mr. Medicott may sound familiar to those of you, and he used to have another rider named Karen O'Connor, and that's Karen's former horse. Of course, Karen was injured about a year and a half ago, I guess, and we haven't seen her back at the top levels yet at all. She is doing clinics and stuff. She's fine. But Mr. Medicott, her horse, is being ridden by Philip Dutton, and he's sitting in third. In second place, sadly, another one of Karen O'Connor's former mounts, Veronica, who's been ridden by Lauren Kiefer, and she's in second place. And then, of course, Helena from the Stable Scoop Show posted this on Facebook yesterday.
Oh, did you see that? I saw that.
And I thought it was, like, the greatest thing I've ever heard. And she says, I just watched William Fox Pitt and Bay My Hero run cross country at Rolex. I will tell you this. There is a God, and he's in Kentucky at this moment. To watch, it's poetry. It is absolute poetry to watch. There is a reason that man has won, not competed in, won 12 4-stars in his entire career. It's because it's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And he is sitting in first place with Bay My Hero. And the score, he has got a score of 44. There is one rail. He can't drop a rail today if Veronica goes on to compete because she's sitting right behind him with a 46.7. And then third is 49.5. And that is Mr. Medicott and Philip Dutton. So we've got some Americans, 2 out of 3 in the top three.
Yay!
That's awesome.
I can guarantee you there's one thing that's happening today. 2 years ago when William Fox Pitt won here at Rolex in the awards ceremony, they kept playing the wrong country's music. Do you remember that? They couldn't find the British national anthem anywhere. So they kept playing the wrong one. I guarantee you today they have found that thing. It's at the top of the list. That will not happen again.
He has it on his iPod. He has it on his computer.
How about if we take a listen to the top three riders who were at the press conference yesterday? So the English voice that you hear, the British voice that you hear that is so refined and so articulate is William Fox Pitt. He's a good speaker as well. Lauren Kiefer, the American, is in second place, and you'll hear Lauren. And then the Australian accent that you'll hear in this press conference is Philip Dutton.
It's going to be just musical candy in my ears, all these accents.
So let's take a listen to the press conference for last night. It'll give you a feeling for what's going on here at Rolex.
On behalf of Rolex, Land Rover, the USEF, and EEI, it is a very exciting moment as we welcome our three leaders following cross country in the 2014 Rolex Kentucky 3-day event presented by Land Rover. Sitting in, yeah, go ahead, they deserve it. Immediately to my right, someone who has been at this head table many times before, currently sitting in third place, riding for the United States, Philip Dutton. At the far right, someone who is quickly getting very comfortable sitting at this head table, currently in second place, riding for the United States, Lauren Kiefer. And in the center, someone who seems to have made this a permanent happening of sitting here at the head table, our current leader from Great Britain, William Fox Pitt. We'll get to our questions for the riders in just a moment. But as you know, last year, thanks to the generosity of Land Rover, we initiated a special award known as the Land Rover Optimum Time of the Day, which goes to the U.S. rider closest to the optimum time without penalty, and that rider gets a free 2-year lease on a 2014 Range Rover Evoque. A real treat for someone, and that's someone who hit it on the money, Philip Dutton. So I would like to introduce right now the Vice President, Fall Land Rover for North America, Kim McCullough. Philip, get ready. And with that, we will open up for questions. As always, we ask, please raise your hand. Cheryl will bring you the microphone, and we can ask the riders.
I just want to follow up on Land Rover Awards. Philip, are you going to share this with Boyd? Is it 1 year for you and 1 year for Boyd?
Actually, the horse has won, this Trading Aces has won 2 cars this year. He won a Mercedes for Boyd, so he's all set. He doesn't need one.
Thank you. William,
do you think the course was a bit too easy, bearing in mind that 19 horses finished clear and inside the time and I think 29 were clear altogether?
I don't think any of us thought it was easy during the week. I think that we all realised it was a serious track and needed a lot of respect. I think there could well be that many clear and inside the time, but I think on the other side there were still quite a few horses that didn't get around, horses that did struggle a little bit, and I think it's very, very important to strike a balance. And we were riding in perfect conditions. The ground was very good. The rain helped enormously, and horses ran on well. And I think it shows the quality of the field. And I think in four-star level and looking ahead to the World Championships at the end of the year, I think it's very encouraging and very creating a good situation with horses going well and in a good place to hopefully compete well at WEG.
Philip, last year Oscar was retired because he was tired and out of shape, and I wondered what you thought of his fitness this year.
Well, obviously it's a year gone on and he's done a lot since then. I think he's matured a lot and Boyd's done a lot of work to try and get him fit. We have a famous hill around where we live called Nelson's Hill, and I think he's nearly lived up there. He goes up it every about second or third day. So, all credit to everybody that's worked with him that got him fit. And, he felt it, but, I mean, it wasn't as if he was totally exhausted, and he recovered really well.
Would you three mind talking a little bit about your rides today, how you felt they went, and if there was anything on the course that surprised you when you rode it that you didn't look at the same way when you walked it?
I was thrilled with my mare. She really fought for it. I went out and knew you had to ride every combination. It was a lot of big questions. And especially after the hold, she really had to fight for it through the head of the lake to kind of get back in her rhythm and everything. And, everything kind of rose the way I expected it to. I knew going out that I was going to have to fight for it and really focus on being accurate, and so I was quite happy with it.
I think that the course really encouraged forward riding, and as you saw, a lot of horses did go well for that. I was delighted with how the course rode. I knew for my two horses it was a decent track and a big test. I think there are certain things on the course here in Lexington that do throw up surprises. You never quite know how the coffin's going to ride, some of the waters. And then we had the double of the hedges on the angle that we all looked at all week, scratching our heads, and actually it rode very well indeed. I think most horses went through there without incident at all. And just shows, I think, if you have confidence in the course designer and you try to ride as you would hope you that you were going to ride. The horses then respond, and it was a very transparent course. Horses could see their way through the fences, and the ones that were bold and forward-going were well rewarded. I mean, I was thrilled with both my horses, but particularly Bay My Hero, who's much less experienced. It's actually the first time he's done a three-day up and down hills like that. He's a lot of his 3 days in the past have been flat, whether it's Poe or Tattersalls or it's a very different track here. So very happy with him. He was a little bit surprised by the head of the lake, but it didn't seem to matter. I know with him that when he can see where to go, he's going to go there, and he's clever as a cat and super genuine. So I was delighted with him, and he carried his tubby little body around inside the time as well. So that was a bonus. But tomorrow he'll look like he's ready to start the competition.
Yeah, I agree. I think the conditions were just ideal for the running today. And my first horse, I think, really learned a lot today. I tried to ride him forward and aggressively, but still give him time to look at the jumps. And, I think he got better and better. And Mr. Medicott's been around so many courses throughout the world, I was just hanging on and letting him do it. So it was a pretty easy trip for him.
Philip, why did you scratch Mighty Knife?
Unfortunately, he twisted his shoe on Thursday, and I've been sort of dealing with putting a shoe on and off with it. And so he warmed out of it, and he did a nice dressage test. But when you start up, he's a bit sore on it. So I think it was not worth the risk of running him around if he wasn't quite right. So hopefully we might be able to get him to the event in Germany or something like that.
Talk about how your horses do in the show jumping part, what you sort of are looking forward to in that part.
Actually, kind of the tough thing is all spring over here. Most of our show jumpings have been before cross country, so obviously they're quite a bit fresher. So tomorrow, I think we're just going to be dealing with horses that run a 4-star and hoping that they're carrying over their carefulness that they normally are.
Yeah, that is a question that we all dread. Hopefully the horses will come out. Hopefully Bay My Hero will feel good and will jump very well. He can jump very well. He's a real trier. He'll also find it quite exciting in there. He'll be peeking at everything, and if he's concentrating, he should jump well. So got my fingers crossed, but I think at the moment it's just enjoying the moment and hoping he's okay, which hopefully he is. So let's see what happens tomorrow. But I'm thrilled with him, and if he jumps clear, brilliant, and if he doesn't, he still would have had a great competition and would have learned a lot for it.
I think we'll just see how they are tomorrow. Mine are both good jumpers, but it's a long competition for them, so we'll just be out there and trying to do our best.
Mega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products. Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it. And then if they've come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca. And I think Jamie's going to be heading there right after the show today to pick up some Biotic 8.
Yeah,
so.
I just give them my paycheck. Omega Alpha. Love you guys.
Well, we have Olympian Gina Miles here with us, who spent the day covering cross country yesterday.
I did.
So we've talked about it briefly, and we've gone over the leaderboard here a little bit and heard from the press conference in the top three. So let's get your opinion of yesterday's cross country.
Well, you know, it was absolutely a fantastic day. The weather was perfect. The footing was amazing. You know, I mean, I think there were, you know, maybe some grumblings that, you know, so many horses went inside the time, but the footing could not have been better. I mean, we had a little bit of rain on Friday morning, and that made it just soft enough to be really fast going. So, you know, I think it was a very difficult course. I think the fact that so many horses went clean is a testament to the quality of the horses, not that the course wasn't difficult.
I was wondering about that when I heard those grumblings. It was like, can we just say we have some good horses?
We had good horses. We had really good horses because it was tough. And I think what was great.
And there were as many that were eliminated or bowed out.
There were
still
plenty that had problems and retired and had refusals. And
10 eliminated, 6 retired. So to me, that, and quite a few with 20 or 50 or, you know.
So
I think only 10 went double clear. And when you have that many horses starting, to me, that seems like a tough course.
It was a very fair test. And, you know, I think one of the great things about Derek's course design is that the horses that made mistakes, however, they were glance off. You know, they were run outs. They weren't, you know, it was a very safe day for our sport. You know, no major injuries or falls or anything like that. I mean, there was a couple, you know, pop-offs and a couple things here and there. But for the most part, a very safe
day. A couple of them took fast in the head of the lake.
Exactly. But we don't mind riders falling off. We just don't want to see horses fall down.
Right.
Know, right? Well, you know what's amazing, too, watching, I think it was the one of the jumps where we saw the rider fall. Oh, my gosh. Like, she went, you know, plunging into the fence.
She did, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So, and then thank God for the point, too.
Yeah.
The air vests are just so incredible and have revolutionized the sport for riders.
It's certainly great to have that.
Open, she's like, oh, I'm up, no problem.
Added layer of protection.
Yeah, really, really cool. So right now we've got a William Fox Pitt and Bay My Hero has been accepted in the jog. So
okay.
Excellent.
One of Marilyn Little's is still in the hold box, but the horse sitting in, fourth place, RF Demeter. How do you say that?
I don't know.
I know.
It might be a little bit of a tomato-tomato kind of a thing, because to me, I would say it Demeter, and he kept saying Demeter, and I'm like, well, is that a tomato? Is that a tomato? Potato? Potato? You know? Perhaps I'll ask Marilyn how she likes to say it, and then we can get it straight.
Yes. She threw Michael Pollard with Mensa, which just, I thought he had a great ride, and that horse is 17 years old. My gosh. It just goes to show you they just, if they want to do it, they just keep on going.
That's true. Well, I think modern medicine, you know, we're obviously a lot more on top of preventative type medicine with a lot of the joint supplements, the Legend and the Adequan, and just keeps the horses able to compete a lot longer.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, alternative therapies, physical therapies that the event riders are very well versed in.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, I thought we got to wander the whole course yesterday, mm-hmm. us and 35,000 of our friends.
Right,
friends. We were talking about it earlier. I really don't – we've been coming to Rolex a long time like you have. I don't remember the crowds that big except for WEG maybe. This was a big crowd.
There were a lot of crowds. I think spectators, even on the first couple of days of dressage, and, you know, who really wants to come watch eventing dressage? But
right.
You heard it here first.
Yes. Not just me. Dina said it.
We don't even really like to watch eventing dressage, you know what I mean? Unless you have a particular reason to. But
you're gonna hold it there.
I'll hold on. I think my filter's gonna come on right there, and just you can leave that to your imagination. Insert your thoughts on it. but it was even a lot of crowds for dressage, and I think the weather obviously contributes to it. People don't want to come out in the rain, and so when you have a beautiful day like that, and the Land Rover tailgating has been a huge plus. You know,
we went over to the Eventing Nation booth and got to partake in some of that.
Good. Very good. So yeah, it was lovely. A lot of people out there.
Now, I wanted to ask you too. You were doing the USEF coverage, right?
Yes.
Which we got to watch a little of yesterday. What great coverage they did! By the way, kudos to.
Thank you. Yeah, they stepped it up a notch this year in terms of their online coverage.
They had floating cameras. And...
yeah, it was really good.
It was like the Olympic coverage.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was super. You know, and more stand up, some on camera stuff that went along with the online coverage as well. And so I think
wear
really...
your pajamas.
No. And the funny thing is, I have my horses here because I'm going to Jersey in 2 weeks, so I flew them out with the Rolex horses because it's an easier flight to get from California to Kentucky than to New York. So he's here, so I added that to my plate this weekend too, trying to ride him in between. So I
I rode him at 8:30, and I had to be on camera for my first shot at 9:30. So I got off of him at 9:15 and had to, like, do this Superman change in the bathroom, you know,
instant
brush my
makeup.
Hair, do the makeup, like, zoom! You go, okay, here I am.
She doesn't have
I'm on camera.
Hair.
So, you know, it's pretty funny. So I've had my dual outfits with me all day long, you know, my stable outfit and then my, you know, USDF ambassador outfit, and this morning actually the shoes got stolen right off of my feet because I was in the stables in my outfit to do the course walk with the Rolex sponsors.
Nice.
And Jen McFall was searching for brown boots and she's like, oh, can I wear those? And I'm like, sure. So my brown boots are now jogging down the strip with Jen McFall and I'm in my dirty clogs. So
that's how we roll.
Got to give a shout out there to Jen. I could not let, you know, fashion first, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, nobody's going to look twice at you around here with clogs on.
Exactly. I'm just going to have to suffer, but I'm going to get those boots back when she's done jogging.
One rider I want to talk about in particular here is Allison Springer because she was the heartbreak of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she was leading after Dressage and coming in with her horse Arthur, which she's had for many, many years, and she's had so many ups and downs with Arthur.
He's given her a few of those.
He always comes in and does very well at Dressage, and usually it's the other way. Usually event horses will stink at Dressage and excel at the jumping phases.
Yeah.
But with this particular horse, he really does well on Dressage, and she comes out in the lead and gets all high, and, you know, you get excited, you can't help it. And then he just, either at stadium or cross country or somewhere, she had such a good run going and then just ducked out.
I know. And she really, I mean, we were really pulling for her and that she's had a rough year. And we just were hoping, you know, her long partnership with him, she's just stuck with it. She's persevered. She keeps bringing him back again. She's so dedicated and so just strong to keep coming back and back and back, and we were just really hoping he wasn't going to let her down. And you know, it was late in the course, it was 9 minutes, he was a little tired, he was so good up until that point, and you know, he could have covered for her. I mean, she, you know, she rightly so, as event riders do, you know, oh, I, you know, I made a mistake, I didn't get the three done and I should have kicked and not pulled, and you know, certainly taking responsibility for itself, but he could have covered for her. Arthur, man, you could have helped her out.
Well, Arthur's never been a horse to really help a lot. He just is that kind of horse. Yeah.
So anyway, we hope her luck turns around. But yeah. Well, so. she's still in, you know.
The whole audience went, oh.
Well, and Jenny Brannigan, too. She had one of those days, too. You know, this was her fourth attempt at a four-star. And same with Jenny. We were really hoping that this was finally going to be her weekend and she was going to pull it together. Remember last year her horse got loose before the jog and slipped and fell,
yeah.
And she couldn't even jog last year, and she jumped the right side of the corner, the big corner, and didn't make it through the flag.
But now, do you know if the fact that she talked to the judge and told her to go, how does that
play into it? Wasn't a fence judge, it was a photographer.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, no. So
and
yeah,
they wear the same color pennies, or they're both wearing pennies, so they look official, and
yeah. And then, so what happened was she jumped. She didn't jump through the flag. She apparently stopped at one point and said, did I do it? Did I jump through? And the guy was like, keep going.
Well, she actually should have gotten bonus points because she jumped the widest point of the corner. I mean, she jumped the section of the corner that was probably 8 feet wide,
yeah.
8.5 feet wide. I mean, but to the right.
And show jumping, that'll win you awards.
He's a fantastic jumper. So, and that is, you know, you're, as a rider, you're in the heat of the moment and there's a lot going on. So you're not necessarily, that's why you do. You kind of look back to the fence judges to see how they've scored it. And there you go.
We had Jessica Phoenix on with us on Friday here from here. And Jess has been on with us many, many times. And she was riding Pavarotti. What happened? I don't know what happened with, she ended up as a withdrawal. Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened there. I didn't hear. I didn't get word on
did
that.
Did you get any word on it?
I did not.
Yeah.
No, it's been kind of quiet, I think. But, you know, another one that I pulled for that had a hard day yesterday was Debbie Rosen.
Oh,
our
yes.
West Coast girl.
Oh, I know. She's one of our favorites.
So. The Alchemist is just apparently such a difficult ride. And she gave him to James for a while. Actually,
yeah.
She came out in California, and I was surprised to see her back because I didn't know she'd gotten him back.
And he's been going really well for her in the spring events in California leading up to it. You know, I think she hoped that he'd sort of finally turn the corner and sort of come onto her side permanently because he has been running really well. She had a great run on him at Galway the last run before she came out here. So that was hugely disappointing. I mean, there isn't a nicer person on the planet than Debbie. I mean,
yeah.
She really
yeah,
is
definitely.
Just a stellar human being. So
let's talk about happy things.
Oh, okay. You're right. We should move on to happy things.
Okay, we've covered all
happy,
disappointing things. But, you know, just to be here.
Since there's so many Americans in the top 10.
Yes. And is there any way we can talk to the TSA and have William Fox Pitt put on the no-fly list?
Oh. Well, it makes us raise our game.
Yes,
and
it does.
And there is still another day of competition, and some show jumping might come into
he's
play.
He's such a choker.
Yeah.
Well, hey, our Nations Cup is on top. And you know, individual placings are great, but I think one of Coach O'Connor's, you know, plans is to have us on top of the medal podium at the World Championships. And solid cross-country performances like the ones the U.S. riders had yesterday are going to be a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And if, at the end of the day, having a solid team score is going to be really important. So if we can get some solid team rides in there and get a team medal, that will be a huge, huge accomplishment for the United States.
So in the top three, we've got Bay My Hero, Willie Plex Pitson in first place, and Veronica and Mr. Medicott are second and third, and those are Karen's.
Both Karen's horses, I know. It must be a little bit bittersweet for Karen, yeah. You know, she's handling her career change.
Oh, my gosh, Glenn. A bird just pooped on your computer.
Okay, that's
I literally had a bird just poop on my keyboard. It missed me.
Has
that's
that
a positive.
Happened? Have you had that happen before?
Never had that happen before.
On your head? I mean, I guess what's worse, to have the bird poop on your head or on your computer?
You know, I've been told it's good luck if you get crapped on by a bird.
Okay, well, then Glenn has
good
luck for the rest of the day. That's something.
What keyboard? Wow. Don't press that
okay
keyboard.
Okay.
Draw that keyboard out.
Karen O'Connor.
Bittersweet to see Veronica and Mr. Medicott. And, I mean, well, and, of course, she helps Marilyn as well. So it's very much a Team O'Connor standing, right? Because she helps Marilyn. So you definitely have a strong showing there of Team O'Connor in the top 10.
Absolutely.
And two riders with horses in the top 10, right? Philip Dutton's got two horses up there in the top 10.
Yep.
And so does Marilyn. So that bodes well for our team chances this summer for sure.
Well, I'm hoping Smoke
Oh, right. Boyd's gonna steal Trading Aces back.
Yeah, he'll probably want it back at some point.
I don't know. Boy, Philip's going to be a lot more.
Philip's
what,
got
a Land Rover.
Yeah,
got a
2-year
lease
on a Land Rover.
I think that works with BFF.
And they did ask him in the press conference if he was going to, because it's Philip's horse, or because it was Boyd's horse he was riding, if he was going to give Boyd the Land Rover lease for a year, and he said no.
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 Why would I do that?
Said,
nah,
you want a Mercedes with that other Rover.
Yeah.
I'm
I'll
not
take
sharing.
The Land Rover.
So now tell us, you're also here for another purpose. You're helping out at the Professionals Choice booth because you have a few products over there.
Extra spare minutes.
Yeah, I know. I've tried to squeak out a few extra minutes. Yeah, I work together with Professionals Choice to develop a bit line. And so we've been working to...
Which, by the way, tell me what the name of the bit is with the two circles.
The two rings.
So
that's the signature double ring Waterford. And it is the coolest thing. I sort of worked together to kind of come up with the idea. I had a thoroughbred horse that was the strongest horse I'd ever ridden cross country in my life. I mean, just pulled like a freight train. But you couldn't put any strong bit in her mouth. You put something too strong in her mouth or a pelham or any kind of a leverage bit.
Just run away.
She would flip her head in the air and hop up and down. Absolutely hated it. You just could not bit her up. So I came up with this bit that just basically helps unlock the horse because there's no fixed point of contact. There's nothing for the horses to lean
on. It's like a soft bit with leverage.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's a soft bit that the horse can't get a grip on because there's absolutely nothing for them to lean on because mm-hmm. the bit moves completely independently in the mouth. So most horses get strong because they lock. They lock in their jaw or their neck or their teeth or something like that, and they just can't lock on it. So...
It's really, really, it's technology at its best with Gina Miles. It's really, really a cool bit. So you guys check that out. Profchoice.com is where you want to see that. And so you got your bit line. Also
got my bit line. So, yes, and then we expanded that and worked on adding a few other products. Professionals Choice is really branching into the English market, and sort of I'm helping with that and sort of helping them figure out which products are going to be, you know, appropriate for the English market and moving into that direction and doing some consulting work with that. So it's been a fun project to launch this new line. You know, Professionals Choice has a great reputation for good quality products, known mostly
in the Western market, but we're going to branch out and create a whole English line to...
The prices are really, really affordable.
Very competitive, yeah, very competitive.
I was using their SMB boots back in the 90s with my driving pony.
Absolutely, and I use the SMBs too. You know, they are the only boot that really has a lot of science and research and technology behind them. I was very impressed when I read the actual clinical veterinary studies that were done to test out the boots and how they absorb the negative cliff concussion. And there is some real science and some real research and some actual papers that have been written about that. So they really are the only boot that has that.
And they have the open front show jumping boot,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I have a horse that you can't put a hard boot on him. He just loses it.
Yeah.
He stomps.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want to move with a hard boot on, which has made it difficult to find a show jumping boot. And they have one that's actually... It's like leatherish neoprene with the open front and like the double Velcro, so you don't have to have those little pop-in snaps and stuff, which I really like. Those are on the list.
They're on your list.
Yeah. A must-have list. Well, it's a beautiful soft leather, and it's got the Ventec lining, so it's very breathable. That the technology that you're seeing there on the inside, a very soft,
it's
breathable,
rock hard
lining. Yeah, that's very nice.
And there were people shopping. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a good shopping day. Here. Well, shopping at Rolex is always
going on.
You know, on the must-do list. So it's good. Good in trade fair.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, thank you so much for stopping by. It's profchoice.com is where you can find all of the different
who
products.
Who was your favorite to watch ride of the day yesterday?
Kim Severson.
Really?
You know, I mean, it's great to see her back out. I mean, I competed on teams with her when I was riding McKinley and she was riding Dan. And, you know, it was wonderful to watch her. You know, she was so quick and so efficient. And, of course, you know, we talk about how we haven't had an American win Rolex in years. Well, Kim won it 3 years, you know, I mean, she knows how to win Rolex, and she has a horse again, you know, obviously not everybody has strings of dozens of horses like some of our European counterparts, and so she hasn't had a horse back at Rolex in a while, and
she's in 13.
That horse, you know, she'll need some work on the dressage, but Kim is a master in the dressage, and I know she'll bring that horse's dressage, you know, up in the next year or two, and she was amazing to watch cross country.
Okay.
I was really impressed with Kim, so...
Well, good. Gina Miles, thank you so much. And I think you guys are going to do a bit demonstration later, so we'll make sure we let everybody know when that is.
Very good. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gina.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Well, we are here at the Kentucky three-day event.
Kentucky three-day event.
Yeah, we better say that or I'll be in trouble. And Jennifer's sitting down with us here, and she got to the ex-eventer from years ago, got to check out cross-country yesterday, spent a lot of time out there. By the way, thank you. We're remiss if we don't do this. Thank you to all the listeners who came out and met us up with us at Jump Number 1 yesterday.
It was so fun.
It was fun. We had a great time.
Cool.
Everybody that else was out there was all looking at us because we were laughing and carrying on and taking pictures and everything. Yeah. And they were all staring at us going, what are those people doing? So they're just not cool. I mean,
all 25 people who listened to our show were there.
Yes, right.
Every one of them. It was
there
awesome.
Were some that were, we love you guys that couldn't come. I saw you posting and everything on Facebook, but it was tough. But I got to meet Betty Faye.
Yes, who won our distance award, Colorado.
She came from I should win the distance
award. You don't count. You're a host.
I mean, seriously.
You are not eligible to win.
Yes, that's
she's
right.
got family in Cincinnati, so she makes like a whole trip out of it, comes here, and so she's already gone up to Cincinnati to see her family. She just comes to Cross Country Day. And so I met her, and she gave me, you know, I bought the horse, my horse, the Duke, from her, pretty much sight unseen. She sent me some videos, and I'm like, I'll take him, and I had him shipped down, and that's the Duke. That's the superstar, the Duke. And she gave me a painting of him. That somebody
really
had done,
cool.
which is really, really cool, and it looks just like him, so I'm so excited to give
she
him
was
a chat.
Just, when she got there a little before you did, and she was like, Jamie's coming, and she was going to be so upset if you hadn't showed up yesterday.
Well, it was great to meet her and to meet everybody, and I went out and had dinner with Celeste and her boyfriend last night at Jalapeno, so we just made, it's just like a family affair, and I've feel so close to our listeners. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening.
And thank you to, also we have to give a special thank you. She might join us here at some point today, Leslie, who was co-hosted here with us on Friday. Leslie Wiley from Horse Nation. She was
she,
Caitlin.
Yeah,
She's in trouble with her boss now because she spent all of her weekend down here chatting with us.
Yeah, that's right. She was out with us yesterday and met everybody, and then she invited us over to the tailgating, which has become huge here. There are like 100 tailgate spots along the cross-country course now, and people had their pickup trucks backed up and tents.
It's just like NASCAR. People stand
on
the roof.
It is, and a lot of beer. So it's just like NASCAR. And we got to go over to the Eventing Nation tailgate. We ran a little trivia for them over there and had some fun with that, and they handed out a lot of prizes. They definitely had the most popular tailgate of tailgates at Eventing Nation.
They were those food and beer.
They went through a lot of beer. It was fun. So thank you to Eventing Nation and John and Leslie and everybody over there for inviting us to stop by yesterday. We appreciate it. There's pictures on Eventing Nation's Facebook page of that.
Disappointing. Sorry, you guys. I got breaking news. Philip Dutton has withdrawn Mr. Medicott, who was in third place, and his other ride. The only ride he has going to have today is Trading Aces, who is sitting in ninth.
So he withdrew the third place?
He didn't even present
Didn't even present him?
No, they must have been pretty
wild. Speaking of Leslie, have a seat. There's Leslie from Horse Nation. We just mentioned, thank you for inviting us over yesterday.
Bird pooped on his computer.
Yeah, just pooped on my keyboard.
Oh, my goodness. That's
gross.
Gross.
How are you? Are you tired?
I'm good.
Exhausted?
I just came over from the job.
Oh, yeah. We just had a report about Phillips.
Yeah.
What happened?
He withdrew Mr. Medicott. Mr. Medicott came off of the course yesterday looking pretty lame.
So that's his third place horse. What a bummer.
Yeah.
But he's sitting in ninth with Troll. I guess he's moved up to eighth now with Trading Aces. And Smoke on the Water has passed.
Yeah.
So how do you say RF Marilyn Little's other horse?
Oh, Demeter? I don't know.
Nobody seems to know.
That's the great thing. I never have to pronounce things. I just have to spell
them.
Tina and I were having the discussion. She's like, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on. What's the feel over there at the jog this morning? A lot of people watching?
Oh, there's a huge crowd. It's the biggest crowd I've seen at the jog ever. Actually, I am 5 foot one.
Had a good day.
And I forgot my platform shoes this morning, so I couldn't see a thing at the jog. So I ended up going over to the ring where everybody sort of warms up for the jog and they're keeping the horses moving, which I think is actually kind of more interesting anyway. So that was fun. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day here. And were they all decked out in their fineries?
Oh,
the riders always dress up for the vet inspections here.
Buck Davidson had his lucky red socks on. So
a bow tie?
I didn't notice a bow tie. Because
you couldn't see up. You could just see the bottom.
I got distracted by his feet.
And who had the best dressed award for you today? So far?
Sinead looks beautiful.
Oh, man.
She's so pretty anyway.
She is Sinead so pretty. Helping. She could wear it. She could show up in a paper bag and still win best dressed.
I think so, yeah, absolutely. So we've got Allison. We were just talking about, who were we just talking about with Gina? My brain's not working anymore.
Allison Springer.
Kim Severson
just got
accepted. So we've got out of the top three, Bay My Hero and Veronica also just got accepted. RF Demeter. Or Demeter, as they pronounced him yesterday. Mensa, that runs out of the top five. So four out of the top five are accepted.
Very good. Well, let's take a break for one of our sponsors, Toe Clap. We'll be back here in a minute to continue our conversation from the Rolex Kentucky three-day event. And Jennifer and I got to go over, and we want to talk a little bit about it. We got to go over and watch the freestyle reigning last night. So we'll chat about that as well. As I'm trying to use my keyboard that has a bird poop all over it.
So funny.
I can't believe that happened.
Wow.
Toeclad is a proud sponsor of the Horses in the Morning Rolex coverage. We would like to highlight this week the Iridian Hampshire Breech. Marrying traditional styling with technical, breathable stretch, the Iridian Hampshire Breech effortlessly goes from the practice ring to the show arena. A smooth fabric finish and body contouring panels offer a comfortable four-way stretch, while chamois soft knee patches or full seat provide increased stability in the saddle. This traditional breech features front zip with a 2-inch waistband. The two front hand pockets are angled for a flattering look, and the back design lines are in the Euro seat style. For increased ventilation and no bulk comfort in tall boots, the calf is constructed with our wicking breathable mesh. Four great colors to choose from: black, classic tan, graphite, white. These breeches are perfect for everyday or show breeches. Toeclad has partnered up with Wise Choice Tax, so go to their booth and use the coupon code HRNROLEX, and you will get $15 off the Hampshire breeches, or visit toeclad.com for more information. Thank you to Toeclad and all of our sponsors for their continued support of our coverage here at the Rolex Kentucky three-day event. We really appreciate that. Jennifer and I did get to go up to see the freestyle reigning. It's the World Championships of Freestyle Reigning yesterday up here at the Alt-Tech Arena. And there was a pretty good crowd. I would say it was about three-quarters full over there, and that was nice to see. We stayed for half of it, and apparently we missed the ride of the night. Freestyle reigning, they pretty much can do their reigning patterns, and there's a lot of sliding stops and all that stuff that you usually see in reigning. But they put it to music, and it's like freestyle dressage where they can do pretty much what they want to do. And the one of the night that won the night, and we didn't get to see it, was we left right before it, and we should have, was our friend Dan James of Double Dan Horsemanship.
I didn't know he was a competitive reigner.
He isn't, but he does freestyle just because it's fun and he always wins.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he went in there saddleless, bridleless, and the pictures, and he went in playing Tonto in The Lone Ranger, and he ended up looking, you know, almost exactly like Johnny Depp. He really did in the pictures. And he was riding kind of, and at one point he was riding backwards on the horse and doing his reining pattern backwards on the horse.
Leslie, have you actually ridden a horse backwards? I almost fall off at the walk. I mean, it's very
have you ever tried it intentionally, Leslie? No. Unintentionally a few times, but not intentionally. But he won the freestyle reigning world championship. And Dan, you know, he is just an incredible rider. So he's definitely someone to watch. I'm sure you'll be able to find that video. We'll try and find it and post it. They had a new award there last night called the People's Choice Award, and the audience voted on which one they thought was the favorite. Well, Dan won that. Dan always wins People's Choice because he's so much fun to watch do anything. And he did a demonstration actually before the event and then came in and did his ride. But he's like Guy. I mean, Guy McLean and Dan are both Australians, and they both are just super showmen. They know they have that gene. I don't know what it is.
It's like grew up in the brush training Brumbies. Yeah,
yes. And it's like they had nobody watching. So now they're just thrilled somebody's watching.
That's awesome. Well, it's Colleen Rutledge and Shiraz. Shiraz has been withdrawn.
So we are seeing some withdrawals here this morning.
Yeah, two, right? Two, I guess. But I don't think anybody's been spun this morning. So, which, of course, that is it. The way that the jog works is they present the horse to the vets, and the vets either go accepted or held. Mm-hmm. And that means they just want to take a closer look at the horse. They take it back there, and they kind of discuss with the rider and look at the horse. And either the rider has a choice to present it to the judges again and hopefully try to get a pass grade, if you will, or they withdraw the horse, or they take the horse out again, and the horse, they say no again, which is getting spun, which is not like publicly, but between riders, it's like not the goodest – the best thing to do is get spun. It's frowned upon.
Yeah, most people, if there seems to be any concern over whether their horse is sound or not from the ground jury, will just go ahead and withdraw. Yeah.
Now, what will happen this afternoon starting at 12:30, and depending how many do bow out, they may change that again. They've been changing times on us here all weekend.
Constantly. Everything has changed. It's hard to make plans.
But I think at 12:30 the jumping will start. It's going to be live on NBC at 2 o'clock, I believe. Is that correct, Leslie? Do you know?
I don't know.
I think it's 2 o'clock. And, of course, the USCF Network online will be covering it as well. Now, they'll do reverse order of go this afternoon, which means that your last place horse at this point will go first, and then all the way down to William Fox Pit will go last.
Just nail biting.
Yes,
dramatic.
That's the reason why. So it can get that drama in there. And so that's how the order of events will go today. That's not, does it happen? Doesn't happen that way at lower level events?
Well, Glenn, it just all depends. Some of us have to go first.
You've only ever gone first, Jamie?
I'm not the one. Yeah, it depends.
Leslie always gets to go last.
Yeah, she goes last. She's awesome. It depends on what the horse trial is. You know, if you got a 2-day and they're trying to cram everybody in, it's just
they don't worry about it.
Sometimes it's just
you show up.
In Galway, there's so many competitors just to run the lower levels cross country last. So they kind of mix it up. But usually if there's show jumping to be had and it's last, they will do reverse order of go. Because it's not stressful enough competing. They want you to make sure you have to wait it out. And I have actually won one or two, Glenn. So I actually won with Jet, the novice, a couple years ago. And they asked me, they were like, leave the victory to Yellup. And I was like, nope. You guys go ahead.
He'll be gone.
I'm out. Go ahead and do your little gallop. I'm going to sit out here with my ribbon in my pocket because don't hang it on his bridle. Not going to happen. So
is this something you want to do someday? You're sitting here watching the
race? Oh, always. You know, I think every eventer, you know, I've been coming here since I was a kid every year, and you're always like, oh, you know, gosh. You know, and then you have certain horses in times of your life, you're like, I would jump that jump on them. I would jump that jump on my horse, you know.
So is it what you're working towards in your career currently with your current horse?
I mean, I hate to have
be a dreamer. Come on.
If you want, I'm a dreamer. But, you know, horses always wreck the best laid plan. So we just take it day by day. I think that's become my strategy with horses. But it's been so much fun getting to cover it and taking the event from a different perspective this year.
Yeah. Me personally, no, I'm good. Like, I like to watch it. This is too big. Like, I think intermediate. I think I could go prelim.
Chad's very happy to hear you say that, by the way. Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah. Now, so Leslie, you've been putting in some late hours here covering the event for Eventing Nation and Horse Nation, and I got to say, Eventing Nation has done a terrific job with the coverage. I got to congratulate John for that because he's put together quite a crew. You must have 10 people here.
Yeah, we have four riders and a photographer, and I think with each passing day, if you've seen us most every day we've been here, and I think every day the dark circles under our eyes keep getting darker and darker and darker.
John is the boss over there at Eventing Nation, and I saw he carries a little crop to keep you guys working. Back pocket.
A little dressage whip. Keep us in line.
Yeah, that's right. You do a terrific
job. Keep him in line.
And we were talking about it earlier, your tailgate had the most people. Your neighbors are going to be complaining. They're going to kick you out because there were so many people stopping by that tailgate.
Yeah, it was really, really fun.
How much beer did you go through? How many cases of beer did you go through?
A lot.
You always talk statistics. Well, there's a statistic for you.
But you know what? After we ran out of beer, I put this photo on my Instagram. But it was there was somebody there with a baby, and we have this, and so they decided to put the baby in the beer tub.
In the water?
It was just like cool water, and the baby loved it. Splashed around.
That's cool. Yeah, there's somebody took a picture of my little man, and I really want to see it because I'd like a copy of it. It was Lucas had his onesie on, and it has a picture of a rocking horse on the front, and it says "My horse rocks." And somebody took a really cute picture of him, so I want that copy of that if you can find it. Oh yeah, that's a baby. That's a dirty baby.
dirty baby, and it has a tattoo on its cheek. It has an Eventing Nation temporary tattoo on the baby. The tatted up baby in a beer tub.
You know what? But I officially do not win worst mother of the horse trial because
this one does.
Well, yesterday I didn't realize it. At some point, Lucas had picked up a stick, like a giant stick, and he was being so quiet in the stroller, and I'm like, what is he doing? He's got like black in his teeth because he is gnawing
on
the
stick.
I'm like, oh, God, another mother of the year. And then I put him down in the trade fair in the Bit of Britain tent. I'm like, I can't hold you anymore. I just put him down. And people are like walking by like, so dirty, like disgusting woman. Like, how dare you? The judgments are awesome. Mom. Imagine taking your horse out to be ridden, and you're riding in front of a bunch of people that aren't riding. They're going to talk amongst themselves about you and your riding style. Mm. It's tenfold that when you're a mother. And because all these women, they know everything about being a mother, so you're clearly not as good as them. But, yeah, it's fun. My child was consuming rocks in the bit of Britain tent and chewed on a stick that was in the cross-country course and whatever.
Well, we're gonna take a break for our song here and then be back with a little bit more coverage from the Rolex Kentucky three-day event. We would like to thank Quincy Books for sponsoring our coverage as well. Jennifer and I went down. We did yesterday. We went down and got ours. We were supposed to pick some up for somebody, and she signed them for us. Horses and kids are a winning combination. The Quincy, the horse books are the perfect choice for children K through 4 who love horses. The entire series is now available in both keepsake hardcover and e-books. The Quincy, the horse books, and author Camille Matthews are here at the I Make Horse Calls booth down right below us here at the old indoor arena in the center area of the covered arena. And if you're not here, you can find them at QuincyTheHorse.com for more information, and you can find the series at Amazon and independent booksellers. So that's QuincyTheHorse.com, some terrific books, and a lovely, lovely lady who is passionate about Quincy, her horse, and has written some great kids' books. And the illustrations in these books, we were looking at them yesterday, are incredible. They're done by a painter. And she does incredible illustrations. It's really, really good. So check that out, QuincyTheHorse.com. And now we're going to play you a little Jared Rogerson in I Got This Thing.
It's been a rough ride trying to keep it together. You never know what the miles bring. I'm hanging by the string, but I got this thing. How about you, girl? Where you been? I never dreamed I'd see you again. You look so great. Yeah, we were something back then. I remember how I wanted you. Stay right here a while, but I got this thing. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am. On my left hand, but it means that I'm a lucky man. It's been 5 years, yeah, we're talking about kids. Well, I won't lie, your eyes make my heart skip a beat. I'd stay with you tonight, except for just one thing. I got this thing called a wedding. And I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am. She believes in me, I got this thing. Hey, I don't have the kind of innocence but I thank God for someone who believes I can walk away from this. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though I am.
Well, we're back. That was Jared Rogerson in I Got This Thing. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. We are here at the Kentucky Rolex three-day event. I am here with my cohort in crime, Jamie Jennings. No, I didn't. I was trying to think of some adjective to use that wouldn't offend you. So, but it is so nice to sit beside you.
I know. This is great.
It's weird.
Very, very fun. And thanks to all of you that are listening live and letting us know on Facebook. That's really appreciated. And it's weird to be doing a show on Sunday. And I swear every day has felt like the next day.
If
I don't know why. I'm lost today.
If you're just tuning in, we are also replaying this show on Monday. So if you're tuning in on Monday and wondering what's going on, we are replaying the Sunday show because we are going to be traveling.
You
tomorrow,
already
so.
Know that.
Yes, you probably know somebody won.
Sinead Halpin has won.
Yes, that's right.
American Rider beat my hero, William Fox Page. Stunning.
We'll see. Lauren Kiefer, I'll tell you, she's been another one that has been doing very well. And it's such a nice girl. I got to talk to her for a little bit yesterday. So
sitting
that, so
in
that
second
nice.
On Veronica, something really cool, actually, Samantha Clark tweeted this. She talked to Kevin Keene, who wrote, hey, Celeste. So she talked to Kevin Keene, who wrote Fernhill's Flutter, and Kevin Keene is the oldest. Get him over here. Get the boyfriend over. We want to talk to
all
him.
Right, let have a seat, Celeste.
So she tweeted Kevin Keene on Fernhill Flutter's Cross Country. He talked about it, and he said, he was really, really good, and I must have been okay because Mark Todd told me I rode well. So even older, Kevin Keene's older guy, is a veterinarian. Like, even he gets excited at Mark Todd.
Where is he sitting now? Do we know?
He is sitting right there in 31st.
That's terrific. He's the oldest rider here. He's almost 60. And we got to interview him on the Eventing Radio Show. Really super nice guy. Bet to half the horses in this field today, pretty much. But we have a listener with us that came down this weekend, and we're so happy to meet her because she has been, you've been listening. Got to get about 2 inches from the mic. Come right in there. This is Celeste Coulter. Where are you from, Celeste?
We're from Virginia, Southwest Virginia.
And you've been listening day one?
Almost. I found you guys about 2 years ago, so not quite. Not quite day one, but listen to pretty much all of the...
Yeah, we don't listen to them either. So
pretty much all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network.
So. It was really fun. Celeste and I went to dinner with her boyfriend last night, and we sat down and...
So we're going to talk to her in a minute, whether he wants to or not.
I really need to be careful on what I say on the radio, because it was eye-opening, some of the things that I realized that she knew about me that I forgot that I said. Like, oh, what kind of pony? You're going to get him a pony? Look, there's a pony. And I'm like, yeah, there's a pony in my house. She's like, oh, Jacob. Like, oh, my God. That's awesome.
It is weird. It is kind of weird when we get together with listeners because we'll say something and they'll go, I know that already. And we're done.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell. I couldn't even tell a story. I was just
it's like our listeners are stalking us.
Yeah,
no, but they're stalking us in a way that they actually are listening. I mean, they're just listening.
And it was nice to meet you. Now, let's get the boyfriend over here to the mic because this guy has won some serious serious awards. Yeah, you have to get
you have to share the mic. Yeah. Yep. Now, we had one die on us today, and a bird pooped on my keyboard.
Oh, my God.
Ben, get your mouth up to the mic there.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Ben Hoetz.
Closer. You got to get real close. There you go.
I'm Ben Hoetz.
Now, Ben is the boyfriend of Celeste, and we discussed kind of their future plans. You know, I'm like, you gonna marry this girl or what? He's like, I'm a little busy buying a horse trailer, a farm, and horses, and all sorts of things to actually pay for.
I would have married her first. I would have made sure I had a contract of some sort. You're an idiot, Ben.
So you guys, congrats, you're closing on your farm on Tuesday.
Yes.
Tell us about the farm. Tell us about the farm.
It's 15 acres and it's a three-bedroom, two-bath house with an old dairy barn on
Bank
it.
Barn?
But unfortunately, it's like a milking parlor.
So oh, you're going to have to rip out all that concrete? We had to do that before.
It's going to be the garage for Ben and the Jeeps, and then the ponies get a little overhang off the back for a run-in right now until they get a real horse barn.
I remember we bought a barn like that. It was a cow barn, and they had the milking, and it's all concrete
it's
inside.
All concrete.
We had to jackhammer. We spent months jackhammering that concrete out of that barn.
And then y'all are more dedicated than us.
You sold it probably to a milker.
Yeah, I had to put it all back in.
Back More likely than not.
That's funny.
Well, what do you know what you're getting yourself into here?
I had no idea.
Amazing. Now, you say you have Jeeps, so you will actually have some activity outside that's not cleaning horse poop like my husband does?
Yes. Other hobbies.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, y'all. This is really exciting.
Okay, I got to talk to Ben. You women just
we'll leave.
Tune out here. So, Ben, is there any way I can talk you out of this before Tuesday?
No.
No?
No.
He loves her.
Boy, Celeste, I'll tell you what. You got it going on there, girl.
He
is hooked. I tried to talk him out of it, too. But I have no luck doing this. And then 3 years later, they come back to me and say, I should have listened.
No, they do not. How dare you?
That's all crap.
The guy who is
26
awesome.
Years of this. Yeah. 26 years of this. When, do you ride at all? Has she gotten you on a horse?
I have ridden, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 times in the last 4 years. So.
And you have not fallen off. You did
I have not.
You have a good coach.
I go slow.
I will advise you this. If you decide to ever get into it, do not take lessons from your wife because it never works.
Sure. I can see that.
We tried that. It failed miserably. I don't know. There's just something about it. I ended up taking lessons from somebody else. Did you give lessons to Chad? Does he listen to you?
You know, I started his career, but the problem is he has, as a fighter pilot, zero fear or, like, care about safety for his life.
Well, yeah, people are shooting missiles at him. What's a horse, right?
No, it's like nothing. He gets on my warm blood back when I used to have him, his first ride ever, in a dressage saddle, and just kicks him and just cantering in the round pen. I'm like, oh, my God, he's like, this is awesome. Like, what guy just hops on and canters around and, like, had a great seat. He's like, you know, the junk gets in the way. He's like, I don't really like that. Otherwise, I'm like, you drive like fun. Get a pony.
That's right.
But no, he'll ride Western, and no, I don't tell him anything. He, even though he's like, you should tell me stuff, and I'm like, but he doesn't listen. Like, it doesn't matter what I say. So he actually has taken lessons from somebody else.
Well, Celeste, tell us about your horse. You have horses. What's the story, and what do you do? You're an eventer?
Yeah, we event. I've got an old 31-year-old quarter horse who just plunks around the farm. He's very retired.
That's Ben's horse.
No, he's just king of the farm. I mean, screams for his food every time you walk out the door and things like that. We've got a little miniature pony that we drive on a little bit when we feel like it. He's 26 now, so I've had him since
I was
4.
You have a geriatric farm.
I have a few older ones.
That's
exactly. Yeah, yep. And then I've got 2 OTTBs, one who is a failed eventer, big time, and we were talking to Jamie last night. Now, as much as he tried to kill me when he evented, now he gives beginner riding lessons. That's his jam. He likes that job much better, so easy job for him. And then I have a 6-year-old OTTB that does novice right now. So.
High hopes for this one, the 6?
Yeah, he's really good. We have to get his stomach issues figured out first. He came off the track with a lot of ulcer problems, so that's been an interesting,
well,
interesting.
You guys had a lot of time to talk about this too.
Yeah,
like, did you try this?
Like,
yeah, we did that one. I'm like, what about this? Yeah, we did that one. So we definitely discussed.
We're going to Omega Alpha after this to go talk
biotic
to
aid.
About biotic
yes,
aid.
Yes, so. You need some biotic aid for
need
sure.
Need to find something more natural to just kind of keep him maintenance on. So, but he's good. He's great. He's a really nice horse. Really great personality and too athletic for his own good. So.
Yeah.
He would rather have gone in steeplechase because his preferred method is gallop as fast as possible and jump with my toes out. But we're teaching him to try and collect back a little because when you jump 4 feet and you put your toes out, it tends to knock rails. So.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
Well, we'll work out. I'll give you some gymnastic exercise.
There we go.
Now, this was—is this what yours? I know it was Ben's first Rolex, and
mm-hmm.
your first Rolex as well.
My second one. I came my senior year of high school, but it's been 7 years since I got to get back. It always fell during exams during college and everything, and then now we've both got normal, good jobs that we can afford to go on vacation again. So,
so what do you think?
So we finally got to come back. It's different than I remember because it's been so long, but I love it. It's so exciting. We watched a little dressage on Friday, but mainly
Ben got through 2 of those
gun.
And said, I'm out of here. You expect me to stay the rest of the weekend? We got to go to something else.
Gina Miles was on our show earlier, and she's like, I don't even like watching this.
Yeah,
I think she regretted saying it right after. Yeah.
We mainly just tried to get a few pictures. I tried to explain a little bit to him. He just kind of looked at me glassy-eyed and was like, uh-huh.
Does it get better?
Uh-huh.
Does it get
like,
better
okay,
than this?
The lunch break. You want to go get lunch?
Well, was cross-country better yesterday?
It was much better.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that in the Jashas they get points off for swishing a tarot. That was kind of weird.
Trying to explain to him, like, well, that's not submission. The judges won't like that in the collective marks. And he was like, are you kidding me? Take that thing down.
Men fix everything with duct tape.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Staples.
Yep.
And either one's not very good on the horse.
Well, 37 horses have made it through, so you will see 37 show jump today. It starts what, on
12:30,
I think. 12:30, yep. And hopefully, but make sure you get there early because they always do these little demonstrations and stuff before. That's where Glenn gets his carriage driving fix.
That's right. And then I think for the listeners at home, 2 o'clock is what I remember on NBC today will be when the live coverage begins. And they usually cover the top 10 horses that are left.
Top 20, they said this morning.
Top 20? Okay. So they'll cover the top 20 horses that are left in the competition. Usually takes about an hour. And we'll know by 3 o'clock today who won the 2014 Rolex.
And again, watching these horses just get goosebumps. And you just
I have an important question for Celeste, though.
Oh, no.
Ben, close your ears. Put your head in.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Earmuffs.
So who was the hottest eventer?
Couldn't see much with the number of people there.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. I don't know.
You don't have
not
to
really.
List.
I find Michael Pollard attractive. I find I was going down here.
And William Fox Pitt, you probably saw him because he stands out above the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see William above his horse's head half the time. I was like, well, at least that's one person's face I'll see today.
So it was quite crowded over there.
It was quite crowded, lots of angry people. I've been here since 7 a.m. Get out of my spot.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Catty over there.
We have the fights over at Jog.
Yeah.
I think they're going to really have to start thinking about moving the Jog to a place that actually... I never understood why they didn't do the Jog in the stadium. Is there a rule against that?
The footing's too soft.
They have to have a hard Jog strip. And
they're
going to
be putting in bleachers at the Jog next year.
They're going to have to.
Well, that's cool.
Nobody used to go watch the Jog. See, that's the thing. Years ago, there were 10 people, the photographers would show up, and
it's
that
a
was
fashion
it.
Thing now.
Now it's become a thing. It really has, yeah.
Good. More of the merrier. What I love about Rolex is it introduces so many people to the sport of eventing.
Definitely.
And you guys, even if you're at home and you ride Western or whatever you do, we are all about saving our green space.
Mm-hmm.
And eventing requires a lot of green space.
A lot of it.
So the more people that get involved in it, the more we're going to conserve our land. It's just a stair step of awesomeness. It could be a little... whatever, but it's great. So the more people that see it, the more people that like it, and then the more people try it, and the sport grows, and the green space grows, and just it's a happy, happy thing.
I think it's good for PR, too, because the more they can have open and have everybody being able to see the horses jog, there's never a question, like, with racing, gets such a bad rep about, oh, there's so many bad trainers and bad riders. It's because those are the only ones that make the news.
That's right.
But you go out there and you can watch the jog and you see these 4-star Olympic horses out there jogging, and there's no question, are they sound or are they not sound?
They love their horses.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, thank you for that segue there, Celeste. We're speaking with Celeste and Ben. Celeste, the listener from Virginia, and her boyfriend, Ben, who is new to all of this. But we attempted to go to Keeneland on Friday to the races, and we drove over there and pulled into the parking lot, and we've been to Keeneland when it's been full before, busy. I have never, ever seen that many cars.
The great state of Kentucky was at Keeneland.
Oh, my God. There were thousands and thousands. You drove in, didn't you?
We drove in and drove right back
out. Yeah, we did, too. There were thousands of cars there. I mean, I've been there when there weren't half that many cars there, and you can't walk in the grandstand area. We hardly saw a horse. I cannot imagine. They literally could not fit that many people in there. It was incredible. So we gave up on that, and I called Jamie and said, don't come over with the baby. That'll be a nightmare. You would not be able to push the stroller around this place.
Yeah, no way.
And then we decided to go see the movie 50-1 about Mind That Bird.
Yeah, we went to the theater, went and saw it because it's not playing in Phoenix. Like they, it's almost like they started in New Mexico and went east.
They did. They went up to. They're making their way to Louisville on Kentucky Derby weekend.
Okay.
And apparently, Mind That Bird's going to be brought back up for some celebrations at. There.
Hopefully they got a bigger trailer.
They
showed him the movie. We talked to producer Jim Wilson and really loved him. I really, really liked
him. Well, he was also the producer of another of your favorite movies.
He was
so.
The producer of, like, The Bodyguard and
Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves. And he, like, told stories of Whitney and just my idol growing up. And Whitney and Kevin Costner, who's, like, been my
dream. He's done almost every one of his movies, actually.
Yeah, he works really close with him. And so it was really great to talk to him. So it made me excited about the movie. But knowing it was a low-budget film and they really, kind of the actors were not, they were, everybody in the movie, you were like, I've seen that guy in something. So you couldn't really place him because it's kind of the, this is.
Character actor central, yeah.
Yeah. And so I went in with pretty low expectations of what the racing scenes and the horses were going to look like. And I got to tell you, I was not disappointed. I was so surprised on how great it was.
It really was good. It was in a cheesy good way.
But you have to realize that those things actually happened. So, my friend Nancy was like, "That come on, the trailer thing, spit her out of it, blah, blah." I'm like, no, that's real. Those guys have really bad luck.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
really
one of those things,
luck.
Yes, they did. The trainer and the owner did meet in a bar fight. The trailer incident, and took them 4 days to get to Kentucky. Everything that was in there really did. It's if you can say you can't make this stuff up. They didn't have to make anything up.
Yeah, it was so good. And so they're playing. You know, we knew Calvin Burrell was going to play himself, but they showed Bob Baffert. You know, the white hair and all this, and they show Bob Baffert, and I'm like, that's not Bob Baffert. I'm like, they couldn't get Bob Baffert to play himself. Like, was he too busy? And then I realized, no, it's because Bob Baffert is an asshole.
Yes.
He is, like, the worst of the worst. And so that's why Bob
Baffert. Yeah, they really play him as a jerk.
Yeah, he was definitely the villain of the movie. And knowing that a lot of this wasn't made up, you know, you almost wonder. And so I actually talked to some of my They Shall Remain Nameless, but my racehorse friends around here, and we went to dinner with them on Friday, and I said, well, they made Baffert out to be such a jerk, and he goes, good. Yes. I was like, oh, snap. Okay, we have some race drama going on, but they also said they knew the guy from Horse Players, and they're going to get him on the show. So
good. There you go.
Peter Rotundo. He's like, I know that guy. I'll get him on your show. So Horse Players 50-1, it's been a very horsey weekend, as it always is here at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event, and getting to meet listeners and getting to see the epitome of good horsemanship and bravery and the shopping that is about to commence.
Well, and before we wrap this show up, we have to talk about one other thing, and that's Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls. Look at Ben's face just dropped.
No idea.
Ben doesn't listen. Okay, well, we have a friend. His name is Uncle
Jimmy,
and we play with his hanging balls. Like,
and the horses do, too. They like to lick them. So Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls are the finest horse treats out there today. And they also have Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns.
Licky
Things.
And Pecker Wreckers.
And Pecker Wreckers. All legitimate products sold by Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Take your word for it.
He's blushing right now.
I am going to order some Hanging Balls and have them sent to your new farm. That's going to be the housewarming gift at the new farm.
I think they need some chickens and a pecker wrecker because that really turned them red.
Thank you.
You're both blushing. I'm calling Uncle Jimmy on Monday. I need your address. We're going to have a whole gift pack sent to you guys.
Well, they're great products, and they're natural. And I like to keep treats in my pocket when I go out to ride because I need to bribe my horses to do things like stand still and canter and trot and stop. I like to give them, and the squeezy buns are individually wrapped. So you can have them in your pocket and not have them all melt in the Arizona heat. You know, you just unwrap them and then hand them the treat, and they start to hear the rapper, and Edward will slam on his brakes
like, he's a bit of a runaway, and then I'm like, choo choo crinkle, 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 and he's like, okay, I'm done. What do you want? And he starts nickering while I'm on him. It's really cool, and they really love the treats, and they're great products, and they're natural, and they even have the low sugar or no sugar for the hanging balls.
For the hanging balls, yep, they do. We use the treat the same way when we're teaching Scooter now to go on the road and drive on the road. We want to teach him to respect stop signs and actually to stop at the stop signs.
Do you teach him to look at stop signs?
Yeah, we teach him to stop at stop signs. So what we do is I tell him to stop the stop sign, and he gets a treat. So now he loves going on the road, and he loves stopping at the stop sign because he gets a treat. So, yeah, Jennifer has to run out there and give him a treat at the stop sign. Now, I hope that doesn't become a
problem. You hit her with a whip when she goes, faster.
I hope that doesn't become a problem, you know, like when we're in a parade or something, and he's stopping at every stop sign, you know, along the way. Where's my treat? I'm not moving. No, I get my treat.
That's what we say. But, yeah, I teach all my horses to stand still with the treat, and they go up to the mounting block, and you get on them, and they won't move until you give them the treat. And one of my students said, you have to put the token in the meter. You have to put the token in the ride.
Yeah, there you go. like at Walmart.
Yeah, you just got to put the quarter in, and then they'll keep going. So that's what Uncle Jimmy's will do. So you guys check him out, Uncle Jimmy's.
Uncle-Jimmy's.com. And so we're going to have a recorded show for you. If you're listening to this on Monday, we're going to have a recorded show for you on Tuesday because we're going to finish recovering from our weekend, and we'll be back on live on Wednesday morning. We will have some we're going to have to switch gears here really quick, girl, because we've got a big event coming up next weekend in Louisville that we have to cover. So we're going to have to switch gears right away and start talking, which we haven't done a lot of coverage, actually.
Because we both love the same horse, and there's no drama.
I know.
California Chrome. Strong. He looks like your horse.
Oh, really?
Drop-dead gorgeous chestnut with blaze and the white feet. Oh, my God, he's amazing.
And for the people living around the world, they're going, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Kentucky Derby, which is next weekend.
Yep.
It's hard to believe. But we'll have coverage on that on Wednesday and Friday. We'll be talking about the horses. We'll go through the lineup. We'll know by then who's actually finalized and running. So we'll talk about the horses individually and give you some coverage here of the Kentucky Derby like we do every year, because we love that too. So, yeah. I mean, Jennifer sits there from noon on Saturday and watches all the pre-stories and coverage all day long for 6 hours, glued to the TV. And that's about it. I think we've covered everything that we had to cover today. And thank you again. I'm going to review the sponsors of our Rolex coverage because they really did make it possible for us to come here. And that is Uncle Jimmy's, Quincy the Horse Books, Toklat, and, of course, Professional's Choice, which is set up right across from us. And our title sponsor for today is Omega Alpha Equine, and that's where Celeste is going next to get some Biotic 8.
I've got to make a game plan because we got to go to Professional's Choice to get Overfront Jumpy Boots. We've got to go to Quincy the Horse Books. We've got to get
Lucas
some
books.
And then I've got to go to Omega Alpha, and then I've got to go to Southern Stars, and then I've got to go to Britain. And so I've got a lot of work.
You got a lot
to
do before show jumping starts.
I got to make a map.
Ben, good job. Congratulations. You're welcome to the horse world.
All right.
We do a horse husbands episode every year on the Horse Radio Network, and we get four horse husbands together, and we bitch about our wives. So when you actually do marry the girl.
The least listened to episode in Horse Radio Network history.
She's so full of crap.
Don't hear
She's
it.
So full of crap. It is our most listened to episode every year is the horse husbands episode. So we haven't done ours this year, which means you have 6 months to marry the girl so you can come on the show. Okay.
Thanks, baby.
Okay.
Let's go. Hashtag
we'll go to Vegas with you. You can do the Elvis wedding. That'd be great.
Is it sponsored?
Yeah, we can find a sponsor for that, I'm sure.
Perfect, we're in.
Perfect husband already, man.
Yeah, you can't afford to get married. You bought a farm. You're not going to be able to afford to get married for 20 years.
Well,
and then she's going to start collecting horses now, too.
She already
does.
Like,
not already.
We're all 85 years old.
She's going to start collecting Jeeps, so.
Yeah. Trade-off. Yeah, thing. Well, you guys, awesome
you
to
so
meet
much.
You. Thank you. And everybody, thank you for listening. Let's go watch some jumping, shall we?
Talk a little bit more. Say something.
Spay, neuter, and geld.
There we go. Found the music. See everybody.
Where's my credit card?
Ben, Do you have your credit card?
No.
Like, can you...